In the studio with me, we've actually got St Francis Hospice themselves. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mike.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Cold,
yeah.
Cold?
Cold, but it's a lovely December morning,
it's
really.
It's gorgeous out there. It really is.
Sun shining, so not complaining. Nice and crisp.
Fantastic. So you're going to, because it's coming up to Christmas, and I know St Francis Hospice do loads and loads and loads of stuff.
Yes.
What you got coming up for us?
Well, coming up this Sunday is our Santathon. It's our 10th Santathon, and that's at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Ground.
Yeah.
And we're really hoping people come along and join us. You can still sign up online, or you can actually sign up on the day. So get onto our website at sfh.org.uk and just, you know, get involved. It's absolutely a brilliant, really fun morning out. It's 5K. It's not a run. It's not a race.
No, it's just a wander around to raise some money.
And it's brilliant. And it's really eye-catching, really good fun, having hundreds of people dressed as Santa. We've got Sir Trevor Brook in there.
Yeah.
And we've also got our Chase the Turkey Challenge to make it even more
That's
fun.
That's right. You mentioned that before. That sounds a lot of fun.
Yes, it is a really lot of fun. So it's just, we're always adding a little bit extra where we can, just to make it a little bit different. And again, it's just a brilliant one for all the family. So just please join us. Come on down. Registration starts at 9 o'clock, and then it sets off around 10 o'clock. So it's a really, really good way to start your Christmas festivities. It's still nice and early on. Get fit, get ready for Christmas.
Fantastic. Really good, you know, lose some option. Weight before the before the big day.
Well, it's
I can do with
around.
That. I can do with that.
I think we all feel like it's a time for eating as well.
It is, and drinking.
It is a time for eating and drinking. So a really good way to just, you know, get in the festive mood. It's good fun for friends, family, even colleagues. People want to get together, and obviously for a very good cause. You're really helping people at the worst, most difficult time in their lives.
Yeah.
So that's a really, you know, it's a great event to support.
It is a fantastic idea.
And it's definitely
really
our
is.
Most festive fun event of the year.
So that's the Santathon. What day is that on again?
And that's on Sunday. That's this Sunday coming. So
okay.
That's come around really soon. So please find out more on our website at sfh.org.uk. And also you can find us on social media on our Facebook page. You'll find out lots about the people who are getting involved, lots of things that are going on our Facebook and social media.
Can people register on the day, or is it a pre-registration?
Well, they can register online. It's still available online, but there will be registration on the day.
Fantastic.
As well.
Fantastic.
And they get a free Santa suit. So
what more can you
want? What more can you want?
Fantastic ideas.
And could I just also mention another with your connection with Steve Davis here as
well? Of course you
can. We're absolutely thrilled he's agreed to become a patron of the hospice. Really great to have him on board. He's been a big supporter for years, and he was also a big supporter even before his father needed our services. So it's you know, it's wonderful. He really knows what the hospice is all about.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, getting more involved. So that's absolutely brilliant. And he's got a golf day, Texas two-hole golf day next year. That's in May. So it doesn't actually seem that long away, mate, does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, it'll be here in a flash. You know it will.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? So a really great event to get behind. He's a really great guy, great fun, and it's always a good day out for people. And just finally, if I just mention, please, is our Light Up a Life appeal we've got going on at the moment. So just coming back to the festivities, it's obviously a time for many people when it's a difficult time and they're remembering loved ones. And we've got a wonderful appeal where people can basically, in exchange for a donation, hang a personalised star on our memory tree.
Ah, right. Okay. And that's in the garden.
That's
of the
in
hospice.
Our garden.
Yeah.
And we also have a virtual night sky where people can dedicate a star online. So please, again, find out more about our appeal and our fundraising activities on our website at sfh.org.uk.
And what have you got, anything coming up early next year you want to mention as well?
Brentwood Half.
Oh, yes, that's important.
Brentwood Half, which is on St. Patrick's Day this year, Sunday
right.
the 17th of March. We have exclusive places to offer. It's a really great route, so it's a half marathon, 13.1 miles, and it is such a beautiful route. And it's a perfect New Year challenge if you really want to up the challenge for the New Year. It's a great first time marathon for people, half marathon is a big difference between a half and a full, but it's great preparation also for people who are doing a full a marathon for the London Marathon, which is the following month. So it's a great it's a great one to prepare you. So it's a great challenge if you want to go for it for the first time, or you just want to give yourself a really good fitness challenge for the new year. And it's just, you know, great feelings. And again, we've got exclusive places there. If people want to sign up and register online, you can receive a guaranteed place with us in exchange for sponsorship. So please get involved and sign up online. And again, I said, please follow us on social media. And if you don't fancy running and that's not your thing, or we've also got lots of other things people can do for us. Our retail, we have 15 retail shops, actually. We've got a lovely one in Brentwood here.
One on the high street, yeah, lovely.
Really lovely shop here. And again, they help us raise a huge amount of money to fund our care. So please continue to donate any unwanted goods. That all helps. That helps us turn those into to cash for the hospice, and that can go a long way for us. Please donate. Yes, so please donate any goods you have to spare, or come along and see what we've got to offer, because there's always some amazing bargains.
There's some lovely stuff in that shop. Lovely stuff.
Unique things that you might not find anywhere else.
That's
so
right.
They're always a little bit of a treasure trove, really, what you can find there. And that goes a long way to helping us fund our care. So a really important part of the hospice fundraising that we do. So there's lots that people can get involved with. So I think we've got something for everyone. So
fantastic.
If you're into golf, I said we've got that coming up with Steve Davis next May. Our Brentwood Half is our big one. And I will be coming back to you with more information about our big quiz. We'll be back.
Oh, great. Because that's packed. That gets bigger every year, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we had a really amazing turnout last year. And we have got the egg heads confirmed for next year, but I'm going to come back to you with more information about that very, very soon, because it's getting bigger and it's more exciting.
Fantastic.
And we're hoping to build on last year, because that was just amazing. Really, really amazing. So a huge thank you to all our supporters. We are very, very lucky. Very lucky we have Phoenix FM, huge, very, very good to us. And it's just spreading the word really about what we do, and just letting people know that we're there for people when they have the most challenging times with end of life care, and we have a huge range of specialist end of life services available to people. So there's so much you can find out on our website about what we do, and that's at sfh.org.uk, and basically to let people know what we do, and also that people can be referred. So with our services, people do have to be referred. So if they've got any concerns, or you can even speak to their GP or any healthcare professional, they can be referred to if they feel that our services could benefit them or their families.
Fantastic. Anita, it is always lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
You've been rushing around this morning.
Yes. Yes, didn't get off to a great start, but it's getting better. It's looking up.
It's going to be a fantastic day. You watch, the sun's going to come out. It'll be beautiful. We'll see you again the first Tuesday of next month.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's January.
Oh, it is January.
Oh my gosh, it's 2009. Amazing.
Oh my word, that does go quick, doesn't it?
Have a lovely Christmas.
And you too.